Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Though pianist, bandleader, and composer Tiny Parham's little known today, he was a noted talent in Chicago, cutting some three dozen records between 1928 and 30. Today, Tiny Parham's music is making something of a comeback. His original recordings reissued and unique body of music rediscovered. In this hour, we'll hear some of his best works, both as originally recorded in late 20s Chicago and as played by outstanding traditional jazz musicians today. And featured throughout will be Pom Pommier's brilliant New Jazz Wizards, featuring renditions of Tiny Parham's fine tunes like this, Down Yonder. Down Yonder, the music of Tiny Parham, played by the New Jazz Wizards in this little tribute to a big man, expanding on Tiny Parham. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Parham's nickname, Tiny, was of course ironic. Parham weighed more than 350 pounds most of his life. By all accounts, Parham was an impeccably groomed, sharp-dressing, bespectacled man with formal musical training who wrote good tunes and was a pretty successful bandleader in late 20s Chicago. His Victor records were mostly his own compositions on which he played piano and led a seven-piece band, smaller than the large orchestras he usually performed with. While Parham's recordings are reissued from time to time, they're of somewhat uneven quality. However, they are a rich source for musicians today who are making fine recreations of Tiny Parham's music. One such outfit is a band put together by pianist and arranger Ted DePlantz in 1984, and this set begins with their stunning version of Tiny's Snake Eyes. Then we'll hear one of his best blues-based compositions, Black Cat Moan. What we're going to do is start with the original Parham record and then segue to the 1994 New Jazz Wizards, and this will be the first of several new and old comparisons. During this hour, expanding on Tiny Parham. Thank you. outstanding Tiny Parham's Black Cat Moan, Pom Pommier's New Jazz Wizards, and we segued from the 1929 recording by Tiny Parham with the New Orleans cornet player Punch Miller. The set began with the Jungle Crawlers' 1984 recording of Parham's memorable Snake Eyes. This is Expanding on Tiny Parham from Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Redlair. Thanks for being with me to explore the music of this obscure but highly talented composer, bandleader, and arranger. Parham was active in Chicago during the late 20s. His large orchestra performed at some of the top Chicago venues, the Grand Terrace, Lincoln Gardens, where King Oliver had risen to fame, the Dreamland Cafe, the Savoy Ballroom, and others. And in addition, Parham also jammed and recorded with some of the hottest jazz players in Chicago, guys from New Orleans, like legendary trumpeter Freddie Keppard, Johnny Dodds, and Kid Ory, and with local Chicago favorites. This set celebrates Tiny's work in the small bands that were playing hot jazz in taverns, nightclubs, and bars all over the south side of Chicago. Parham plays piano on the 1926 Chicago Buzz, a hot duet with the two clarinets of Junie Cobb and Johnny Dodds. Now, we'll be segueing to that from the 1993 recording of Chicago Buzz by outstanding clarinetists, one a Frenchman, Alain Marquet, and Reimer von Essen, a German-born admirer of Johnny Dodds. First, though, a recording with Jasper Taylor and his State Street Boys. Again, Johnny Dodds on clarinet. Now, Jasper Taylor was a drummer and among the first jazz washboard players, and he'd worked with both W.C. Handy and Jelly Roll Morton in Memphis. Besides Parham on piano, most discographies list the cornet player here as Freddie Keppard, though some doubt whether this is in fact Keppard, or even represents his sound from when he was undisputed king of New Orleans trumpeters. In any case, our man Tiny Parham is frequently credited for writing this 1927 Stomp Time Blues. Thank you. An excellent rendition of Tiny Parham's fine Memphis Mamie by the New Jazz Wizards, and Chicago Buzz comparing the two clarinets of Alain Marquet and Reimer Von Essen in the 90s with the two clarinets of Johnny Dodds and Junie Cobb, Tiny Parham on piano from the mid-1920s. And we began with Parham's Stomp Time Blues, possibly Freddie Keppert on cornet, Jasper Taylor and his State Street Boys. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you an expansive view of an expansive musician, bandleader, composer, arranger Tiny Parham, who, though mostly forgotten today, was a pretty big deal in Roaring Twenties Chicago. Still ahead, more of Tiny's intriguing tunes and recordings, old and new, some of his exotic mood music, and Parham's best-known composition, Washboard Wiggles. It's not really surprising that Parham got himself a good contract with Victor Records to record three dozen of his tunes. He'd been a mover and shaker at Paramount Records and was a frequent headliner at many of the top nightclubs in Chicago, among them Lincoln Gardens, Grand Terrace Ballroom shortly before Earl Hines moved in, the opulent Dreamland Cafe on South State Street that featured jazz legends Louis Armstrong, the Dodds Brothers, and Cab Calloway. And he played the two most prestigious clubs at the very center of Chicago nightlife, Sunset Cafe and Savoy Ballroom. Now, the Golden Lily Tavern was a Chinese restaurant where Parham played frequently. And in fact, he opened the Golden Lily in 1926 alongside banjo Ikey Robinson, leading the Victor Recording Orchestra. Here's the New Jazz Wizards from their fine disc featuring 17 Parham tunes, playing his original and the disc's title tune, Golden Lily. Thank you. You're hearing Expanding on Tiny Parham on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you can explore early jazz, send me comments, or request program playlists at www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. That's jazzhot, one word, .bigstep, also one word, .com. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication covering traditional jazz and ragtime personalities and contemporary events. Information is at mississippirag.com. You're listening to the music of Tiny Parham in recordings recent and vintage, and these particular tunes are from the New Jazz Wizards' outstanding 1994 tribute to Tiny Parham. We heard Golden Lily, and this is Parham's A Little Bit Closer.